Well, good morning, everybody. I don't know if you can hear the birds chirping out my window here, but I thought I would open up the window and enjoy the fresh air here at 9,000 feet in the Rockies. Beautiful day. And if you haven't been to Colorado, you ought to come. It's a great place. I thought today might be useful for all of us if I talk to you a little bit about telemarketing. I know you probably get, like I do, a lot of calls from telemarketers. I've been in business for about 5 years, and the calls tend to be increasing, it seems to me. And I have to understand that it is a problem and a challenge. I know they have a job to do, but gee, wouldn't it be nice if there was just a different way that we could handle this telemarketing challenge we all face, either personally and or professionally. I don't know if you have been to the Facebook page lifehacker.com, but it's a pretty cool site, and they also put out a blog. They offer folks tips and tricks and technology for living better in the digital age, and I think we're all there. And their goal is to help folks save time and get things done. The company is an award-winning daily blog that, like I said, features tips, shortcuts, and downloads that help folks work and live smarter and more efficiently. And I noticed recently they had some tips on how telemarketers get to you and how we might be able to get to them. So I thought today it might be useful if we went through some of those as another opportunity for you to learn from these podcasts. First off, unless you're unusual, no one really likes those calls. They're unwanted and unsolicited. And also, there's what's called robocalls. Those are from information-collecting bots. Those are just sort of like an automatic timer, and they just keep hitting your phone number until you hang up. The thing that I would say off the top, if you didn't listen to any more of this podcast, would be don't say anything to the telemarketer unless you want it written down on your profile. Each one of them, once they've contacted you, keeps adding information into their log. And after a while, you can imagine it, they can build a picture about you and your builder or your business. If the caller doesn't reach you, then they mark your lead as a no answer, and the system will then program itself so you get called again a few days later. I know it's happened to me. It's probably happened to you as well. If the company does not have a large lead pool, then you may get called as soon as 12 hours later. Now, if you're dealing with this kind of aggressive campaign, it's actually better to answer them, to let them keep calling you. And more on that in a minute. If the caller does speak to you, they're going to do their best to sell to you on that first call. A good telemarketer uses the three no's rule. No's, like no. Don't let the customer go until they have said no three times during the phone call. This technique has actually worked, and I've seen it as I have been caught in this effort. After the first two no's, the client often runs out of reasons and becomes more persuadable. Telemarketers try to keep you on the phone as long as possible because they can eventually wear you down and get that money out of you. Now, I want to give you a couple tips on how you're making it worse. A lot of people make simple mistakes that lead to several more calls. Here are the things that you need to avoid. And again, I want to thank lifehacker.com for these ideas, and I would agree with each and every one of them. First off, don't immediately hang up the phone. This results in the telemarketer marking your lead as a no answer and then calling you back until they actually have a conversation with you. Second, don't engage with the telemarketer in any way. This gives them the false hope that you may just need some convincing and are actually interested in their product or service. Do not ask questions. Do not explain why you're not interested in the product or service. Do not show empathy or other human characteristics. Here's another thing you can do. Don't get irrationally angry at the telemarketer. Remember, the computer chose your lead, not the caller. If you scream at them because you've gotten called before, this will not make them sympathetic to your case. It's likely they'll just put you back into the lead pool to torture you. That's right. If the telemarketer is being rude, then you can ask to speak to a manager. Despite what they might say, every campaign in business has a supervisor in the call room. Here's another thing you can do. Don't give up mid-conversation and hang up without an explanation. This will most likely result in the telemarketer calling back, claiming that you got disconnected. If you don't answer them, they keep calling. Here's another tip. Don't let the telemarketer call you back at another time. Anything that's not a hard no will be interpreted as an opportunity to call you back. When you say, "This isn't a good time," the telemarketer hears, "Call me back later." When you say, "Sorry, I don't have time to talk about this right now," the telemarketer hears, "I will buy this another day." Telemarketers literally have a script that tells them how to respond to every objection. So the less you engage with them, the better. So how do we make these calls stop? Well, if you don't know, there is a national Do Not Call registry, which allows you to register your phone number as a Do Not Call number for all telemarketers. You can find them through a web search. Just type in National Do Not Call Registry, and you can register a number of numbers if you happen to have more than one at your house or business. However, the most efficient way to get the person to stop calling you requires you to say just one sentence. One sentence. "Please put me on your do not call list." Let me repeat that. "Please put me on your do not call list." Don't say, "Can you put me on your do not call list?" or, "I don't want to get these calls." This will lead them to ask why. Be polite but firm. If they ask why or don't do it right away, remain calm and repeat, "I want you to put me on your do not call list." Now again, I do recommend that you register on the National Do Not Call list if you haven't already. It's illegal for a company to keep calling you if you're on this list and you have verbally asked them not to call you at least once. Unfortunately, it's not illegal for nonprofits. But most nonprofits run seasonal campaigns, so at least your lead will be put to rest for 3 to 11 months. Even when dealing with a nonprofit, you should ask for a manager and tell them you've repeatedly requested to be placed on the Do Not Call list. Keep in mind that a prior caller may not have done their job and removed you, and this new innocent caller is getting all the blame. The manager needs to understand this and understand that with these kinds of customers, issues could come up, and they should take care of it. Again, the solution for getting rid of telemarketers may seem obvious, but it's mostly about the approach. By using those exact words and not making any of the mistakes previously mentioned, you don't give the caller anything to work with. The way you phrase your response can mean the difference between getting called all the time and getting rid of telemarketers efficiently. Make the right choices and you won't be bothered. Again, this is Mike Perini, a public relations and marketing firm. We work at altitude, and we have a great attitude. And if you want to learn, see more about what we're up to, please go to our website, www.periniassociates.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world.